T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael White, the man acquitted in the Rittenhouse stabbing death of a real estate developer, was in court this morning. His prosecutors urged a judge to put him back behind bars before his sentencing next month. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, White has missed 4 court supervision appointments.
The court officer testified that after Michael White was found not guilty in the death of Sean Skellinger last month, she told him he still had to report to her twice a week and call to check in. White was convicted of a tampering with evidence charge and has another case, a theft case, pending in court. But the 22-year-old missed 4 scheduled appointments, she told the judge, and 2 phone calls. Last month, White's attorney, Chief Public Defender Keir Bradford Gray, said she was the one who misinformed White on what he needed to do and told him he didn't have to go. She also told the judge that White was at work at the last hearing, but prosecutors say they found out he wasn't at work, nor was he scheduled to be there. In the end, the judge sided with the defense and didn't put White back in jail. White is scheduled to be sentenced next month. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.